following that, in a community that is renowned for its openness to discussion of public and of private matters, why have you chosen to keep your worship practices secret from your disciples?
في جماعه او في مجموعه زي الاخوان الجمهوريين معروفه بالصراحه وبالوضوح في نقاش كل المسائل الخاصه والعامه, ليه كان اختيار السيد الاستاذ ان يحتفظ بامر عباداته السريه عن الاخرين او ان لا يعلنها ويفصى عنها للاخرين؟
الحاجه الظاهره من الجمهوريين في مناقشتهم بالمسائل العامه والخاصه بالمستوى قالوا شيخ عمر, فطبعا حاصل, لكن ده ما بيعني ان كل ما في الفكره الجمهوريه طرح في مجال النقاش. لغايه الان في اسرار الفكره الجمهوريه لو قيلت بتربك الناس اكثر مما ترشد, فالناس بيمشوا خطوه خطوه, بيزيد على قناعته علم جديد يفتح مجال قريب من القناعة القديمة اللي يبقى قناعة بكرة وتمشي بالصورة. واضح طبعا لما نحن تكلمنا عن الأصيل الواحد حصلت ربطة, والأصيل الواحد ولا حاجة بالنسبة للأسرار الكثيرة الموجودة, فنحن كل مرة بنمشي نجي منها ما يناسب المقام, لأن الناس برضو مهما كانوا لابد أن يخاطبوا على قدر عبورهم.
It's true that the Republicans are known to debate and to discuss many aspects of the Republican private communal and individual life, but that does not mean that everything and all knowledge within the Second Message of Islam has already been debated or has already been put on the floor for debate, because it is not wise, it is not prudent. To offer everything that you know to the community to discuss and debate immediately from the beginning. You have to gradually take people stage by stage by offering them a little knowledge which they can understand and appreciate, and which would at the same time increase their capability of appreciating more, and until the point comes when they are capable of appreciating the next stage, you would offer it. To do otherwise, we would confuse and would cause conflict within the group. And we have already seen, maybe recently, that when it was revealed that the original person, the absolutely original person within this life is a single human being, this was shocking and was confusing to many of the professors, because they were not ready to appreciate this knowledge. But every knowledge is revealed in its own time, when people are ready to appreciate it and to use it in order to appreciate further knowledge when the time comes for it.
So eventually you would you foresee discussing the private matters of your worship practices with the community in its right time.
هل ده بيعني انه سيد الاستاذ بيجي الوقت اللي بيناقش فيه او يطرح فيه ممارساته الخاصه في العباده على الجماعه؟
الواحد بيشوف انه العلم الموجود كله لابد انه بيطرح, لكن قد يطرح على ناس معينين من المجموعه الجمهوريه ولا يطرح على العامه, لانه الجمهوريين بيزيدوا كل مره والجداد بيزيدوا, فالحاجه بتمنع من طرح كل شيء هسه على المجموعه الحاضره بتمنع في المستقبل, لكن من المؤكد انه يكون في خلاصه من الناس قد يعرف النقطه دي لانهم بيستفيدوا منها.
It's true that all knowledge within the Second Message of Islam would eventually be revealed to people as they progress and develop in appreciating and being capable of appreciating more. But as you would know, that since the base or the ground of the Republican Brothers movement is constantly increasing, there would always be people or members of the group who are not of the same stage in development as the advanced members. So it would definitely be the point where advanced Republican Brothers, those who have benefited most from the practice of the methodology, would be capable of appreciating the point about the individual practice of Ustaz Mahmoud, and they would be capable of benefiting from that knowledge, and they would have it when they are ready for it. But that would not mean that it would be thrown for the on the floor for debate for all Republican brothers, because you know that there are those who are not yet capable and appreciate.
Well, that's the last of my formal questions, but I would just like to ask you if you want to say something addressed more specifically to the Western audience that is not prompted by my questions. Do you have any statement to make?
دي نهاية أسئلتي الرسمية اللي كنت عديتها للجلسة دي، لكن هل السيد الأستاذ عنده أي عبارة ختام أو أي عبارات يحب أن يخاطب بها الجمهور اللي أنا بحمل له المقابلة دي؟
أيوة، الإنسان ما عنده أهم ولا أعز من نفسه، وكل عمل نحن بنعمله في الخارج متعة، علم، بحث، وبالحقيقة نحن بنبحث عن أنفسنا، حتى لما مشينا القمر نحن بنبحث عن أنفسنا لكن بطريقة غير شعورية. أنا أفتكر أن الإنسان بيجد نفسه، والبيجد نفسه ما بكون فقد حاجة، والبيفقد نفسه ما بكون وجد حاجة. الإنسان بيجد نفسه بالنهج الإسلامي، ومسألة الإسلام اكتسب السمعة عند الرب. ما حد قال تصريفا سوء السمعة بشوفها في السعودية أو بشوفها عند الكنيني عن البحث في الأمر ده. الأمر ده هو التكليف الأخير للإنسان من حيث هو الإنسان، مش مسألة دين دي عقيدة المسلمين، وبالحقيقة تعريف البيئة اللي نعيش فيها، اللي إذا كان مصطلحنا معاها ما بنتحرر من الخوف. إذا كان نحن في نزاع مع البيئة جهلا بالخوف، الخوف راح يظل. فالإنسان الغربي مدعو إلى أن يعيد النظر في الفكرة الإسلامية على الفهم الجمهوري، ليعلم أن المسألة مش مسألة عقيدة، المسألة هي مسألة الفطرة اللي فطر عليها الناس كلهم، المسألة هي مسألة النهج اللي وصلت لنفسك ويخليك تعيش في سلام مع نفسك ومع المدينة. ده أزاي الكلام اللي أنا أقوله.
Man has nothing which is more dear and more valuable to, or important to himself except or other than himself. And man who finds himself has found everything that is worth finding, and the man who has lost himself has lost everything that is worth finding also. And we are always seeking ourselves in whatever we do, even in the pleasures we seek and in the practice we do outside, even in going to the moon, we are seeking ourselves in an indirect way and in an unconscious way. So I believe that Islam has the most effective, the most direct and effective way of finding one's self, or discovering and finding oneself. What images we see of Islam, what perceptions the West have of Islam, distorted as they can see the practice of Saudi Arabia and Iran under Khomeini, for example, should not distract them from looking into Islam and giving Islam a chance to demonstrate its ability and its methodology of helping the person to find himself. And it's only by finding oneself and by knowing the nature, the essential nature of the environment, which it's only by doing that that man would be free from fear and would be happy and healthy. And it's also believed that knowledge of the environment زي الفات على الخيط لكن افتكرت تكون الإجابة حسب ما فهمت.
إلي كويسة جدا. هو الإسلام يعني التعريف بالبيئة، حقيقة البيئة والمصالحة والتوابع معها، وما في حي بيحتفظ بحياته خلى عنا حريته وسعادته إذا كان في نزاع مع البيئة لجهله بالبيئة.
Islam is fundamentally knowledge of the environment and reconciliation with that environment. And every living being would not lose only its happiness and its pleasure and convenience by not knowing its environment, but would actually die if it fails to appreciate the nature of its environment. So Islam is addressing itself fundamentally to this question of introducing and explaining and leading man to know the true nature of the environment. In this sense, Islam is not just a faith, it's not just a religion in the traditional sense, it is the knowledge, the scientific knowledge of the environment, and as such it would be the religion of the essence of man and the essence of the environment, and reconciling man in his essence to the environment in its essence.
طيب في حاجة لين الشيخ عمر هو الحقيقة عاشرنا بدري 8 سنين فقط وبعد معانا 3 شهور ونحن كلنا في الجمهوريين والجمهوريات كنا متنفيين للخصائص الفية وكنا باستمرار على تعلق به ومحبة له لما كان طايف وكان بيرسل لنا جواباته دي كانت في تزيد صلتنا الشرعية معه وشريعتنا محفوظة لما جيت في زيارة الثانية نحن شفنا خصائص الرسول واضحة وأحبيناها فعلا نحن مجتمعنا الجمهوري مش راح ننسى الشيخ عمر محل المحمشي نحن عايزين الشيخ عمر يرحل بجسده وما يرحل بقلبه المجتمع الجمهوري بلا أن يعيد الله لنا مرة ثانية ويكون البرهان ظهر للفكرة ويكون هو من الخلايا في المستوى المستحق أن يكون فيه.
We have come to know Sheikh Omar and to love his many qualities and abilities when he first came into contact with the Republican Brothers 8 years ago. And we have also kept in touch and we felt that we had a concrete link with him through his writings. Now we have had received him again. This time we have grown more aware of his qualities and more appreciative of his capabilities. And now that he is leaving us, we would very much like him to remain with us in spirit and in heart, and may live in his body, so that when he comes back again, maybe the validity and the compelling validity of our views and our approach would be appreciated, and he would be one of the leading and pioneer examples of its methodology.